Husbands, pray for your wife and for your marriage. Proverbs 31, 25 through verse 31. Thank you, Lord, that my wife is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. Thank you, Lord, that she carefully watches over everything in her household with spiritual and physical diligence. Our children stand and bless her. As her husband, I honor her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but my wife surpasses them all. My wife fears you, Lord, and is greatly respected by me and those who know her. Lord, help me to bless her for who she is and all she does. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 through verse 33. Thank you, Lord, that my wife understands and supports me as her husband in ways that show honor to you. As her husband, help me, Lord, to provide leadership, protection, and security to my wife the way you, Jesus Christ, do for your church, not by domineering over her, but by cherishing her. So just as your church submits to you, Jesus, as you exercise loving leadership, my wife will be all you have created her to be, and I will be all that you've created me to be. As a husband, help me go all out in my love for my wife, exactly as you did for your church, a love marked by generosity, not selfishness. Christ, your love makes the church whole. Your words awaken her beauty, Lord. Everything you do and say is designed to bring the best out of her, dressing her in dazzling white silk, radiant with holiness. And that is how, as a husband, I want to love my wife. I understand that we are one in marriage, as you, Jesus, and your church are one. Jesus, the way you love your church is the example of the way I am to love my wife and desire that she reach her full potential. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 through 8. Thank you, Father, for your love that you put in our marriage, for it is patient and kind. Our love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Our love does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Our love never gives up, never loses faith. Our love is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Our love never fails. According to 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, my desire is that my wife will prosper and be in health, even as her soul prospers.